Tonight we will entitle the message, The Wells of Yeshua.
今天我们分享的主题是耶稣雅的井。
We are going to talk about salvation.
我们要谈的是耶稣雅同样是拯救的意思。
There was a man of God by the name of John Newton, the one that composed the song Amazing Grace.
奇异恩典的作者 John Newton 这样说
This, you know, he wrote, he's the hymn writer, he wrote the song Amazing Grace.
他是书写奇异恩典的
And this is how he described salvation.
这就是他如何描写有关于神的救恩
He said, when a man reaches heaven, he will be amazed by three wonders.
如果一个人到天上他会被三件事情所看得惊讶。
He said the first wonder when you reach heaven is that you went and you see many whom you do not expect to be there and they are there.
在天上第一个景象就是你原本在地上不期待看到的人在那边看到了。
The second wonder is that.You will reach there and you see and you will miss those people whom you expect to be there and they are not there.
另外一种现象就是你原本在地上想说应该在天上会看到的竟然在那边你看不到没有看到他们。
And the third and the greatest wonder is that you will find yourself there.
第三个让你惊奇的是你竟然发现自己也在里面。
That is...The wonderful grace of salvation. You thought you couldn't make it, but you make it.
这就是这位作者所描述有关于神的救恩你觉得你没有办法达成这样子的一个奇异的事情，结果你竟然达到了。
Tonight we are talking about the wells of Yeshua.
我们今天要谈的是 Yeshua 的井。
Yeshua is the Hebrew name for the word Joshua, or the Greek name Jesus.
Yeshua 就是在旧约是约书亚，在新约是耶稣。
Yeshua simply means the saving acts of Jehovah.
Yeshua 的意思就是耶和华拯救的行动。
Yeshua simply means salvation from the Savior our God.
Yeshua 简单的讲就是我们的神拯救我们人的行动。
Yeshua in the brief sense means salvation.
Yeshua 在希腊文的原文就简单的讲是拯救救恩。
Therefore simply wells of Yeshua is wells of salvation.
所以Yeshua 的井简单就是拯救的井。
救恩的救恩 the wells of salvation. Now, this evening, we want to explore what is salvation.
今天晚上就要来诠释什么是救恩。
A lot of people think that salvation is simply fill up that decision card that you want to accept Christ.
有些人觉得救恩就是你填的决志卡。
Some people feel that salvation means you fill up the church membership form.
有人觉得救恩是当你填了进入教会的会员卡就告一段落。
People think that salvation means now you are born again, you are a Christian, now you attend church, you pay tithes, and you attend Sunday classes, and you hold a Bible in your hand, that is salvation.
有人觉得救恩得到救恩是你自己受了洗，你加入会员，你每个礼拜天来参加聚会，你有十一的奉献，你手上拿的圣经，你就是有救恩。
It took me many years for God to remove the veil of ignorance from my mind.
神用了几年的时间拿走我对于这样事情被帕子蒙掉的蒙蔽。
Tonight I want to talk about the intrinsic, the inner nature of salvation.
我们今天要谈的是救恩本身的内在性质。
There is a weight of glory behind salvation. There is that dynamic nature in salvation that brings about great transformation. You know, one of the distinct features of Canaan, the promised land, is that in that land there are plenty of fountain, springs, and wells. It is found in Deuteronomy 8:7. In Nehemiah 9:25, Deuteronomy 6:11. Now, we are talking about the subject life in the depths.
我们谈的是
And this deeper life is always connected with wells. The water is the source of life. Isaiah 15, verse 6 and 8 say, without water, the land begins to wither.
以赛亚书,
第十五章六到八节，提到的就是有关于井。And I've seen a well the very first time in my life was when I was 8 years old.
我第一次生平看见一个井是在我八岁的时候。Then
my Chinese tuition teacher, he says, I want to bring you to my village. So a group of us followed the teacher and we went to a village. And then there we saw a well, a deep well.
A tuition teacher.
Salvation is always connected with wells. You remember when Moses brought the children out of Egypt and when they crossed the Red Sea, then they faced the pools of Marah and finally they landed in Elim. In Exodus 15:27, they say there were 12 wells and 70 palm trees.
所以当摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带出来的时候，他们进入到以琳这个地方，在以琳附近，他们就发现了有12口非常优美的井。
Salvation is always connected with wells.
救恩永远跟井连接在一起。
Would you turn your Bible with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 12?
翻到以赛亚12章。
Isaiah chapter 12 verse 2 and 3. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation.
看哪，上帝是我的拯救，我要倚靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。Now
here Isaiah begins to prophesy about the wells of salvation.
以赛亚先知在这个地方开始预言有救恩的泉水。Now
notice very carefully in verse 2, it begins with declaring. He said, behold, God is my salvation.
第二节第一开始他就宣告，看哪， 上帝是我的拯救。
But look carefully at the end of verse 2, he repeated again and said, he is also become my salvation.
同样他第二节的快结束的地方他又重复这样的主题说他也成了我的拯救。
Notice, it's like as if this prophet was repeating himself.
看这样的字眼我们好像觉得先知是在重复这样的字眼。
No, the prophet was declaring an experience. He says, you can have the first touch and the initial experience of salvation, but yet to enter into the ultimate depths of salvation. When God become my salvation.
事实上他在第二节的开头他是在经验上他知道神是我的拯救，可是上在第二节的结束，乃是在经验里面进入到一个更深的一个触摸，以至于他宣告神成了我的拯救。
Now notice that in verse 3, the word wells are not singular, but it is in plural tense. Many wells of salvation experience.
所以第三节我们看见了这个描写的泉源是一个很多井的复数形容词，是救恩的泉水。
And here we can understand four things.
因此我们能够了解四件事情。
Drinking the waters of salvation is not a one-time experience.
饮于救恩的泉源并不是一次性的经验。
Most people who live in a community among the well, they don't just draw water once and they live happily ever after.
住在井边的人从来不是取了一次井水之后从此就很快乐的活着，不再来取水。
Many Christians thought that they have received Christ and so salvation is over.
所以基督徒也是如此，不是你领受了基督之后从此就快乐的生活了。
Tonight you are going to discover that there are many intrinsic workings of the Holy Spirit to release deeper understanding and the deeper depths of the workings of salvation.
所以从圣灵的工作里面，我们将要进入到一个更深层救恩泉水的意义。
And secondly, salvation is like a well, and salvation must become a well in you.
所以救恩是像泉水，可是救恩必须成为一个真实的经历，在你生命里面是一个泉。
If you are saved, prove to God and prove to man that there is a well of living water in you right now.
所以你如果要显明见证你有生命，你可以告诉人你在你里面真实有这样一个救恩的井水。
Number three, there are far more saving in your life that you have yet to discover.
我要告诉你的是，你里面有更深需要发掘救恩的泉水在等着你。
Our spirit is safe.When we accepted Christ,
我们的灵蒙拯救，当我们接受耶稣基督的时候。
But the Lord still has to save our carnality of our mind and our flesh.
可是神必须继续的来拯救我们的魂，也拯救我们的身体。
This statement would take you many years to understand. There is far more saving in you that you have yet to discover.
所以这样的一个陈述是远远超过你已经了解，而要把你带到更深，你需要去了解救恩的意义。
Number four, the depth of those wells represent the degrees of the experience of salvation.
这个泉水本身是代表经验本身的深度。
Because a well is very deep.
因为井通常是很深的。
So there are many degrees of experiences that you have yet to experience.
所以井告诉我们 是一层一层的，我们有很多的经验需要去经历。
In other words, there is what we call a multiple dimensions of the fullness of salvation.
我们可以说救恩它有多个层次。
Like for example, there is physical healing, inner healing, which is part of salvation, deliverance, sanctification, renewal, and so on.
我们知道有更新，有灵的拯救，有魂有身体的拯救，有医治释放，有内在医治，很多的这些的名词都告诉我们，这些是不同层次的。
These are all the different levels of salvation.
就是救恩有不同层次的经历。
The first question that I will ask you tonight is, does God able to reach into your inner depth tonight?
我今天要问大家的就是，神有没有办法进入到你自己最深层的那个存在？
Like a well that is deep.Likewise, may the waters of salvation able to reach into the inner depths of your being.
所以救恩的泉水也渴望进入到你自己生命最底层的那个存在。
In other words, does salvation able to reach and touch your heart?
救恩要临到你的心，这样触摸到你。
So we will now take our attention to the main text in John chapter 4 tonight.
我们要翻开最主要的参考经文是约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4, reading from verse 3.
我们要从第四章第三节开始来看。
He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria.Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour.
第三节开始，他就离了犹太。又往加利利去，于是经过撒玛利亚，于是到了撒玛利亚一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时也有五正。
Now repeat it again, verse 5. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
第五节，我们重复来看，到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。
Verse 13 and 14, Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
三节十四节的同样一个章次，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”
Now in verse 13, when Jesus replied to that woman, he replied at the end of that verse, he said, "Whosoever drink of this water shall never thirst away again." The word thirst again.In the Greek, it was emphatic. In other words, he was saying, whosoever drink of this water shall what? Shall thirst. It was very forceful. He said, shall thirst again.
第13节，耶稣回答的时候，从原文的研究我们知道，凡喝这水的还要再渴。事实上从原文来看的时候，耶稣讲得很清楚，喝这水的要渴。
So in verse 13, he was very forceful in his utterance. He said, shall thirst again. But yet in verse 14, when he comes to the statement, never curse again, he emphasized in stronger language, he said, never curse. So verse 13, curse again. Verse 14, never curse. That is in the Greek language.
所以在希腊文的研究里，我们知道三节是很清楚的讲再可会再可。
So therefore, Jesus was emphasizing there are two kinds of well. One kind of well will thirst again, and the second kind of well never thirst again.
所以耶稣在这里强调有两种井，一种井是你喝了会再渴，一种井喝了是你不会再渴。
Now notice very carefully in verse 14, notice how Jesus explains salvation. He says, I will give you water. First he mentioned, I will give you water to drink. Then he said, the water that I gave you shall be in you, become a well of salvation.
在十四节这边讲说，我要赐 给你水，而且他讲说赐给你的水要在里头成为泉源，成为泉源是他很强调的一个点。Now
notice, I give you water to drink. That speaks about initial stage of salvation.
所以给你水喝，这是救恩的初阶段。But
the progressive and the mature stage of salvation is that in you, that water has now become a well.
所以这个救恩要在持续的有进步的进入到你的里面，它要成为一个泉源。
Most people have tasted the waters from the river of life.
多数的人体验到那个所给救恩的水。
But most people never take that salvation and work it out in their life and become a well.
可是多数的人没有把这个水在你的里面不断的来经历，以至于它成为泉源。That's
why Christianity is you have drank water from Jesus.
所以从经验来讲，No
church, you have gone to church. Christianity, how to phrase it?
Christianity. 所以从去教会的这个。 事实来看，你的确喝过救恩的水。But
in Christianity, you have become a well. That's a difference.
可是从基督教的角度来讲，你要成为救恩的泉源。So,
do you taste water or do you have a well? That means, do you just attend church or have you fully developed Christ in you?
换句话说，你 只是单纯接受基督，或者是你在里头真实的长成成熟的有基督的形象。Most
people can pray, most people can read the Bible, most people can worship, but they don't have a well.
多数的人可以祷告，可以读圣经，可以参加崇拜，可是他们不一定在里面有长成全人。If
you don't mature in your salvation, you know what you do? You look for substitute.
多数的时候我们是追求的取代品。Because
that woman in Samaria, his home doesn't have a well, so she has to look for a source.
因为这个妇女在她家里没有这口井，所以她必须出到家门外去寻找这个井。
And when this woman was looking for water, she looked to the wrong well. She drank from the Jacob's well.
这个妇女所找到的是一口错的井，她所找到的是雅各的井。
If you don't spend the time with Jesus, you will be looking for substitute. You will look to false teachers and you will drink from the wrong well.
所以你如果没有认真的来寻求明白这些事，你所追求的会是假的教导，会是取代品。And Jesus said,
I want to give you living waters.
耶稣确实对我们说，我所要给你们的是活水。
To that Samaritan woman, living water means fresh spring water.
但是这个妇女来讲很清楚, 活水就是新鲜, 直接涌的一个泉源。
And woman said, you mean that I don't have to draw stagnant water from this well? There's fresh water? Where is it?
这妇女就反应很清楚, 她就问耶稣说, 你说的是那种水的时候, 我希望知道那个在哪里, 我能够取那些水。
Today, where is this fresh water?
所以我们今天同样问, 这样有新鲜活水泉涌出来的井在哪里?
The Samaritan tastes that living water. Have you tasted water?
撒玛利亚妇人尝了这样甜的泉水。
What water? It's the water within you.
你尝过这样的水吗? 你有什么样的水在你里面呢?
James chapter 3 verse 11 and 12 say that there is a fountain that should not bring forth sweet waters and bitter waters. The fountain should not just bring forth fresh waters and salt waters. That was what James said.
雅各书的第三章十一节十二节告诉我们，泉源从一个眼里
So therefore, have you tasted sweet waters or bitter waters today?
所以要问的是你所尝的是甜的水，或者是咸的水，苦的水。
But this well that Jesus talked about, when he talks about salvation, he used this adjective. He said, it is a well of water springing up unto everlasting life.
可是，约翰福音所描述的是，救恩的泉水是从深处涌出来，直成为泉源。Now
I am now trying to open up your mind to understand the broadness of the dimension of salvation tonight.
接着所描述的，我是要扩张你对于救恩泉水。
At the end of tonight's meeting, you will wonder whether you are really safe or not. Are you now living in the reality of John chapter 4, verse 14, that a well of water is springing up inside you?
到现在已经经历到那个救恩的水是在你里面，而且涌出像泉水。
Some Christians look so dead that they have no difference from the look in a cemetery.
有些人的生命好像死到一个程度，像在坟墓里面一样。
Because you say this well of water will spring up unto everlasting life, there is life.
所以泉水应该是一直涌，好像涌到泉永生一样。
This word springing comes from the Greek word helomai.
Helomai 是希腊文是泉水。
The word springing, the action of springing.
就是涌出来, helomai.
It means bubbling, it means gushing.
就是一个非常强有力 突然冒出来的东西是一个bubbling.
Charles Williams translation say bubbling up. The Wood's translation say gushing up.
喷出来, gushing, 就是喷出来的意思。
It actually means to jump, to leap, to gush.
所以这个字很简单就是跳跃涌出来的意思。
The actual meaning means leaping.
所以实际上的意义它是一种跳跃的。
I'm telling you, when the salvation enters into your life, there's a spring in your step.
所以救恩的水在你里面的时候，你应当是有那个跳跃的脚步。
When salvation comes into your life, you come alive and you begin to dance for the Lord.
所以当有救恩的水在你里面的时候，你会让你自己成为一个跳舞的人。
Amen. There is a spring. There's a leaping in you.
你在
Very interestingly, the word well in the Greek is pagē. Pagē means a flow of water, a flow. It is taken like from the book of Mark chapter 5 verse 29. He said the fountain of blood in that woman dried up when he touched the hem of Jesus' garment. So the flow, she keep hemorrhaging, and suddenly the fountain of blood, which is again the flow, stopped and it dried up. That talks about the flow.
所以在五章所描写这个血漏的妇人，她原来是血一直流，可是突然的止住了。So
when we talk about well of salvation, we are talking about there is a divine flow in you.
所以当我们提救恩的水的时候，这个水应该是一种神圣在你里面流窜的。Oh,
like if there is a divine circulation of the energy of God in you.
应该在你里面有一个神圣在那边循环流动的一个水。
Are you in the flow or are you not in the flow? That's the well.
所以你是否在这个, 啊, 继续不断涌流的流动里面, 啊, 是你应该问的问题。
And he says that this well will spring out. It actually talks about an artesian well, a very deep well that has the natural force of pressure that pushes waters upwards.
所以在十四节所谈的是一个非常深邃的一个井，它在这个井的这个结构形成里面，它这个水是非常有压力的，自然就能够涌出来。
You say you are saved. Then the question tonight is, does the well of salvation compel you to go upwards towards heavenly perspective?
我们要问的是你里面的泉源是不是常常的来推动推断你一直往上，而且要上达到神。It
is going upwards towards heavenly things and not downwards towards earthly things.
所以救恩的泉水应该是在你里面把你推向神国神圣的事情，而不是让你停留在地上。If
you drink from Jacob's well, you will touch earthly things. But if you drink from Christ's well, you will be gushed upwards to touch the heavens. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be frank with you. Many people do not have a desire for heavenly things tonight.
愿意很清楚地跟你们讲，在我们当中有一些人是对于那永生的事情并不渴望的。You
know what? They're not interested in spiritual things. They're not interested in spiritual things.
这些人对于属灵的事情并不兴趣。They
don't like to pray. They don't like to read the Bible. They don't like to worship God. They don't like attention. They don't like prayer meeting.
他们不喜欢参加聚会，他们不喜欢祷告，不喜欢读经，不喜欢参加祷告会。Because
they touch the wrong well. They touched the Jacob's well, and so their life is full of carnality. If you are drinking from the right well tonight, you should be hungry and thirsty and yearning more of Christ in you. That's the second understanding of the word salvation. It will make you a spiritual believer. So by asking you a question, are you a carnal or a spiritual Christian, will know whether there's a well in you.
所以问你自己是否是属肉体还是属灵的，就关键在于你里面有没有这一口真的泉水。Thirdly,
when this Samaritan woman drink from the well that Jesus presented to her, she suddenly say, "Oh, you are Christ, the Messiah that the people are talking about." She had a living encounter of revelation.
这位妇女是 听了耶稣所讲的话的时候，他直接有一个真实经历神的经历。The
moment you touch a well, downness of mind go, and you will move into revelation knowledge.
所以就在你触摸了一口真正的井的时候，你的 了解就直接进入到那个永恒真实的里面。
Whenever a pastor teach the Bible, do you understand what he say, or you scratch your head in confusion?
所以就好像跟牧师讲到一样，你是里面深层的马上知道，或者是你烧烧头，好像不太知道。
Because when you touch the well, like the Samaritan woman, you will say, "Ha, you are Christ. Ha, that you are the Messiah that we have been prophesied about." There was a revelation in her soul. Nobody tell her he's the Messiah. She had a revelation herself.
所以就像这位妇人一样，她一触摸到、一经历到耶稣基督，她马上认出你是基督。我们今天如果喝到摸到那口井，也会同样的，没有人需要告诉我们，我们直接认出的是耶稣。
And fifthly, when she touched that well of salvation, the Bible says she left her water pot at the well, she went back to the city and tell men about Christ.
这位遇见耶稣的人，他就放下他手边的铜制，他回到自己的城市，告诉城里的人有关耶稣基督。
Number five, when you touch the well, salvation is a life-changing experience, like that woman that gave up her sinful lifestyle.
救恩的第五个层面就是，当你触摸到这口井的时候，你里面会有一个极大改变你的能力，使这位妇人能够放弃她有罪、生活在罪里面的生活。
When you touch the well, you change from faith to faith, from glory to God glory. There is a metamorphosis change in you.
所以你经历到这样的事情的时候，你就会从信心跳到另外一个层次的信心，一个井跳到另外一个层次。
And this change is so powerful, it's so dynamic. You know, an artisan well, the water comes up naturally, spontaneously. It doesn't need a pump.
所以在 artisan 这样的一个井，很深邃的井的时候，它里面是不需要任何的机器来压，它就自然能够涌出那样。
Just like in an oil rig, when they drill into the depths of the earth and black gold, petroleum oils gush out, it gush out continually.
所以就像你用一个很重要的机器在掘油井一样，是一旦这个凿子能够凿到那个深度。
Whatever is in that channel of that well, it will be pushed upwards by the force of the current.
所以人只要经历到那样，人只要在那样的情况，就会经历到从下面涌上来。
When you touch the well, the current of the river of life will direct your course. You are no longer in control.
所以当这个救恩的水触摸到你的时候，你就会完全的失去你自己的方向跟控制，因为这个泉源要带你到。
Many Christians make excuses. I can't help it, but I have fallen to sin. You know, it is my flesh. I can't help it because you didn't touch the well.
如果我们讲说我们没有办法，我们就是很无奈的进入到那个犯罪的领域里面，我要告诉你。
Because if you touch the well of salvation, the gushing of the water will push you along in life. You're no longer the driver's seat man. You are no longer in control.
所以你如果真的摸到那口井的时候，你将要很极大的改变，你不再是像以前的你。
That's why we need to talk about this subject. The depth of salvation is a very deep subject.
所以救恩的井是一个非常有深度。
In the context of John chapter 4, God planned the whole encounter between a sinner and a savior, between a thirsty sinner and a thirsty savior.
所以我们在第四章所看见的这个妇人所经历到的是让她从
两个人之间的相对，
两个人之间相遇 encounter 借着这样的相遇，她使这位妇人从对于井水的渴变成是对于救恩的渴。
Some people say, "Oh, I have an encounter with Jesus."
有些人会想说，我遇见耶稣了。
But is that encounter superficial or is it deep?
我们要问的是，这样的遇见耶稣是很肤浅的，还是很深层
？Because if you have a good encounter with Jesus, in you there will be a well.
所以你如果真实的遇见那一口真的井耶稣的时候，你的生命。
Because an encounter with Jesus is not a superficial experience, because Jesus said, the waters that you drink from me, the waters in you will become a well.
这边是告诉我们说，你如果喝了那口水的 圣灵井的水在你里面，就会有那个水，而且会改变你。
The encounter with Jesus at the exterior move into the interior of that woman. In you, there will be a well.
所以，如果这个从外面进入到你里面的水真正进入的时候，你里面就会有那口井。
So a lot of people say, I experienced Jesus, but it was an outer touch. But there was no interior working. There was no in working of the Holy Spirit in us.
有些人想说我外在是接触到神了，可是你在里面没有那个真实被神触摸到那个鲜活的。
Number seven, when you touch the well of salvation, something happens to your mind.
如果你触摸到这个救恩的水你的心智会改变。
Because this woman had a theological argument with Jesus.
因为这位妇人跟耶稣有神学上的一个辩论。
He said, you Jews worship in Jerusalem, we at Samaria.
他跟耶稣讲说你们犹太人在一个地方聚会，我撒玛利亚在另外一个地方。
And Jesus said, No, the time is coming, the hour has come, that neither in the mountain nor in Jerusalem, but he that worship the Father must worship in spirit and in truth.
23节讲说时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜主的要用心灵的诚实拜他。
And that woman stopped the argument. That woman accepted the argument. And I'm telling you, when the well comes in, something happens to your mind. You will drop religion and tradition.
所以当这个救恩的井触摸到你的时候，你的脑筋心智里面所原有的东西会突然的就舍弃了。
Because for hundreds of years, it is the tradition of the Samaritans to worship in Mount Gerizim.
传统以来，撒玛利亚人都在另外一个地方来敬拜。
Have you dropped religion? Have you dropped tradition?
你是否因为接触到这样救恩，你放弃了你自己的传统，放弃了你自己的辩论？
In John 4, he says in verse 3 that Jesus must go into Samaria.
在约翰福音告诉我们
，You must he felt that the necessity to go into Samaria.
他发现有这样的必要性来进入撒玛利亚地区。
Samaria is a taboo, forbidden territory because Samaritans are the arch enemies of the Jews.
为什么有这样的禁止？乃是在传统上，撒玛利亚是犹太人的宿敌。
But Jesus broke all tradition. He went into an area that no Jew would like to enter. He broke tradition.
所以耶稣明显的破除了传统，他进入到传统的概念里面所不愿意、所不能进去的地方。
If you are still living under religion, you have not touched the well yet.
所以你如果继续存活在传统里面，表明你自己还。
I'm telling you, in the next few years, when the great move of God sweep the whole world, there's a great revival fire coming. I'm telling you, all tradition broke loose.
所以我要告诉你，在未来几年里面，如果一个复兴的灵来到我们当中的时候，你要看见一切的传统都被破坏掉。
The Lord is telling me, He lost His Son. I'm getting you ready for a next set of teaching that is going to break tradition, telling them how to move into breakthrough dimensions.
所以耶稣为这样的一个人来准备来破除他周边的东西，进入到一个新的领域里面。
The story about that woman is also a story about our life.
所以这个妇人的故事实际上表明我们一个人的生命。
God knows that we are struggling in our walk with God. God knows we are thirsty. God knows we are barren. God knows we are carnal. God knows we are drinking from the Jacob's well.
神事实上很清楚知道我们是属肉体的，我们是隐于的雅各的井，我们在属灵上很软弱，我们是属肉体的。
God is purposeful and deliberate to bring Jesus tonight into the Samaria of your soul because God wants to give you a well.
所以耶稣定义的进入撒玛利亚，表明耶稣很定义要进入到我们每个人的生命里面来改变我们。
He said that this well was located on a parcel of ground that belongs to Jacob.
这边所提到的是啊，在续加一口雅各的井。
And so this occurred actually in Genesis chapter 33 and verse 19. Jacob used 100 pieces of money to buy that plot of land.
事实上，雅各的井是雅各用啊一百个当时的钱所购买的一个啊产业。
Though this land belongs to the Jews, to the nation of Israel, but Jesus did something that are very contradictory.
耶稣似乎做了一些啊不寻常、违反常理的事情，进入到这样的一个领域，原来是预备给犹太人的地方。
Because Jesus came into this property, and Jesus sat on that well.
耶稣进入到这一块地方的时候，他就坐在井边。
In other words, when Jesus sat at the well, he's telling the woman, "I am the lid, I'm the cover, I'm covering this well. You will not drink from this well from now on."
所以耶稣坐在井边的时候，他直接在告诉这个妇人说，我是这个井的盖子，从此你不再需要从这个井来取任何水。
Jesus tonight wants to stop you from carnality, stop you from activities that will not bring you into that well. Jesus is coming to your life.
所以耶稣要进入到你的生命，耶稣要跟你讲说，从此我要断开你自己从这口井不断的饮的啊这样的一个习惯。
He said, but this.Land belongs to Jacob. It belongs to Israel. It belongs to the chosen people of God. It belongs to the covenant people of God. Why did Jesus stop it?
这个妇人啊，这一群的啊居民一直从这个水来饮用水。为什么耶稣要停止这个妇人来从这个井来取水？
Because if you study the history, when Jacob bought that piece of land in Genesis 33,
我们如果研究历史，我们从创世纪33章，我们知道。雅各当时如何的购买这块地？
After he bought the piece of property, something happened in Genesis 34. There was sexual defilement and there was bloodshed, there was murder.
我们从34章创世纪就知道，雅各买了这口井之后，那块地就曾经发生的性的一个犯罪曾经发生很多的罪恶。
So that land was defiled by the pollution of the shedding of blood.
在那个地方被用人用血来污染掉。
So Jesus said, "You cannot drink from the water because it's defiled."
所以当耶稣跟这个妇人讲说你不可以从这个井再喝水的时候，他来跟他讲说你这一口井已经被污血所这个污染了。
Most of us who have touched defilement, the quality of our life today falls short of the standard of the well of salvation.
所以如果我们从这样的井来喝水的时候，我们就把救恩看得肤浅了，我们就真的是没有领受到原来应该有的。
Jesus stopped that woman from drinking from that well.
所以耶稣阻止这位妇人从那口井来饮水。
He said, stop drinking from man's well. Stop drinking from Jacob's well.
他告诉这个妇人你要停止饮水从这个人所凿的从这个雅各的井来。
That well has a name, and the name of the well is Jacob.
这个井有它的名字，这口井就叫雅各的井。
Jacob means supplanter, grabber, cunning, shrewd.
雅各的意思就是用诡诈要去抢夺，要去紧紧抓住一些东西。
Jacob is a representation of the Adamic nature of fallen man.
所以雅各是一个堕落的人很多特质的一个集合体。
So Jesus said, "Stop drinking from the defilement of the flesh."
所以耶稣在讲的是，你要停止喝因着人所带来污染污秽的东西。
Oh, you say, Pastor, I didn't drink from Jacob's well. Today, I on my tap, I drink from the river of Colorado.
你会告诉我说，我今天所喝的水是从科罗拉多来的那个很新鲜的泉源，我没有喝雅各井。
Oh, I drink from the well of Mississippi. Mississippi.
我喝的水是从密西西比河流出来的。
But I'm telling you, if you fall into sin, if you walk after your flesh, you are drinking from Jacob's well tonight.
但是我要告诉你，如果今天是堕落在你肉体的需要里面，如果是犯了罪，我要告诉你所喝的是同样的一口井的水。
The wells of Yeshua is God's well, and God tonight intends to bring you into the true reality of salvation.
所以你如果因于那救恩的井，你要被神来带进，他要带进你永生的真实里面。Now
I'm going to ask you a question, and this question is very illuminating.
我要告诉你一个故事，这个故事，问题本身是非常具有启发性。
Which nature do you live by will reveal to you what well you are drinking from.
在本质上我们做了什么事会告诉我们自己我们是饮于那一口井。
If you still live in sin, you are drinking from the same well like Jacob and the descendants.
如果你是在罪恶里面，你犯了罪， 你就是喝雅各的那口井，以及他子孙的那口井。
If you live righteously before God, you are drinking from the well of salvation.
如果你是行在公义的里面，你是饮于神所要给你的那口好井。
Today, often the church looks as if she needed to be saved all over again by the wells of Yeshua.
今天教会的行动， 是不是告诉我们，我们都需要再一次被救恩的井来洗净，来拯救？
In 1995 January, God says, "Son, I'm sending you on a mission. Go and save people."
1995年，神清楚的向我启发，你要到世界的一些地方来告诉人有关系。Save
people, yeah.
去拯救人。
I said, "Lord, I'm not an evangelist."
我告诉神说，神啊，我不是传福音的人。Son,
I'm calling you to save people.
可是神却告诉我，儿子，我呼召你是要去救人。
I thought the Holy Spirit make a mistake.
我告诉圣灵说，你可能犯错了。
I said, "You called the wrong person. I'm not an evangelist."
我说你可能呼召错了人，我并不是一个。
And the Holy Spirit say, "Yes, I know. I'm calling you into the church to save my people all over again."
神的灵就告诉我说，是的，我呼召的是你，是到教会的里面，要把教会里面的人再一次的拯救出来。Do
you know that in the church, men and women are full of carnality? Their soul need to be saved again.
今天教会里面的男女在脑筋里面充满了肉体的思想，他们需要再一次被拯救。It
is a well of salvation that springing up, springing up.
是那口救恩的井，不断的涌出来。
God wants to be that Yeshua to bring salvation continually, springing up and springing up, washing you over again.
神就像那口救恩的井一样，要在教会里面涌出来，不断的涌出来，来拯救人。
If you don't allow God to be your living Savior today, you look more like a shallow ditch than a deep well.
你如果不愿意让耶稣基督成为你持续不断的拯救者的时候，你
looks like a shallow ditch, a shallow pit,
一滩小水。
Rather than a deep well. Now notice we repeated in John 4 verse 5. We say that there was a parcel of ground brought by somebody and gave to somebody.
在我们了解雅各井的时候，是某个人买了这口井，是要给某一个人。
There are two Bible characters that's mentioned in verse 5 that will give us important significance to the definition of what is wells of salvation.
有两个地方能够告诉我们这口救恩的井的意义是什么。
Because he said it was bought by who? Jacob. And he gave to who? Joseph.
这个经典里面告诉我们说，他这口井是被谁购买？ 而且是给谁，就是给约瑟。
This two Bible characters in the Old Testament history will help us to understand how to drink from this well, entering into the life in the deeps.
这个经节告诉我们如何从河井来饮水，而且进入更深层的生命里面。
I call it from Jacob unto Joseph.
我称这一道啊，这一条路叫做从雅各进入到约瑟。
And now we are entering into the core essence of what we're going to talk about tonight.
从这个点上，我们就开始进入到今天晚上真正要啊讲的重点。
So we are going to talk about Jacob and Joseph.
我们今天晚上就要谈的是雅各跟约瑟。
Because it was these two names that was mentioned.In relation to the encounter of the well of salvation in John 4.
也就是这两个人的名字在第五节被提起、啊、有关于这一口井这个相遇、啊、的一个描述。
Everything that God involved in Jacob's life are connected to inheritance.
所有跟雅各有关联的经节都可能提到他所要继承的产业。
You are not here for a three-point sermon. You are here to discover what is deeper life.
你在这边不是听三点式的讲道，你在这边乃是要发现、啊、更深层的生命。
It is when you talk about Jacob, it is always linked to inheritance.
每一次谈到雅各，常常是跟啊领受啊这个。
What is inheritance?
什么是遗产?
You know, if you remember in Romans chapter 8 verse 17, he said, we are all children of God, we are heirs and joint heirs, and if we suffer together, we will also be glorified together. Verse 8, 17.
在罗马书第八章十七节告诉我们，如果我们是成为神的一个后世，我们就跟耶稣同样同为后世，我们就跟他一同来领受什么。
As are always linked to inheritance.
所以好像也跟领受遗产是有关
的。2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12 says, if we suffer together with Christ, we shall also reign with Christ.
提摩太后书第二章十二节告诉我们说，你如果跟耶稣基督一同死跟活。
一同掌权，
一同掌权，你也要跟他一同来领受。
Reigning with Christ is connected to your inheritance.
所以你与神一同掌权，你就要一同来承受。
We are going to put like a jigsaw puzzle together, and then you will understand what really is salvation.
我们今天也要像拼图一样，我们要逐渐的了解什么是救恩。
Inheritance are tied up.To the throne.
从遗产，遗产直接跟这个宝座有关联。
Life in the depths has to do with wells.
有深度的生命跟井是有关系。
And wells have to do with inheritance.
而井是跟遗产有关系。
Salvation is not merely a ticket to heaven.
救恩不是单单去天堂的门票。
Salvation has something to do with the life of Jacob and Joseph.
救恩是跟雅各、约瑟的生命有关联。
The life of Joseph is a suffering life.
雅各的生命是一个 Joseph 死亡。约瑟的生命是一个受苦的生命。
Most people who never suffer never see their inheritance.
如果你不曾受苦，你大概看不见这份遗产。
Pastor, I can't help it. I fall into sin. I can't help it.
牧师，我没有办法，我就掉落到那个罪恶的里面。
No, you pamper your flesh. You don't want your flesh to suffer.
不是，是你宠了你的肉体你不愿意受苦。
The Bible says, if you suffer with Christ, you will reign with Christ.
圣经告诉我们，你如果与基督一同受苦，你要一同耶稣基督一同掌权。
Joseph never see the throne, but the pits and the prison.
约瑟 never suffered.
He never see the throne.
他没有从未看过那个宝座。
But he saw and experienced the pit and the prison.
他所经历的却是那个浅滩的水
I'm telling you, many of you are going through a crisis, going through suffering. You are in the pit, you are in the prison, you are in a dark place, you are confused, but God is saying you are on your way to the throne if you don't give up.
所以如果我们的生命里面，我们碰见一些黑暗面，我们吃了一些苦头，我们遇到难题，我们好像在一个坑洞里面，我们好像在监狱里面，在黑暗的里面。我要告诉你，你正向宝座的这条路来行走。
I really thank God that this crowd has a stamina for deep truth.
Stamina.
Endurance.
我要告诉这个群体说，这个群体真的是具有承受deep truths，有承受这个深层真实真理的一个能力。
I thank you that you are very gracious to sit down, even though you don't understand, you keep listening and you keep listening.
就是这个群体，虽然你不见得听得见，听得明白每一句话，但是你很有耐心坐在那边继续听。
But this is what you are going to see. Many apostles, many prophets, many teachers, many men that are anointed with God is going to bring the people into deep truths, like as in the days of the Puritans.
所以就像那些圣徒。 在经历这条朝圣的道路一样，在未来的年日，先知、师徒、牧师们，要多多的讲论到有关于深度生命的这样的一句话。
You know, what I feel like is that, well, since you attend so much, I should have given you a certificate, say you have attended the deeper life course. That takes a lot of endurance to go through.
我似乎要给你们一个证书，因为你们上的这个是深度生命的一个课程，所以你们已经上了这么久了，我应该给你们一个证书的。这是一个奖赏。Because
maybe next year we have Life in the Depth Part 2. Another session of endurance.
或许明年我们会有第二个部分有关于这样同样主题。
I mean what I say, if you are ready to take strong meat, I'm ready to give it to you.
我要告诉你真实的认真，如果你真的能够承受这样的硬的扎实的肉，我明年会给你更多扎实的肉来。
Taiwan has been asking me for the past 3 years to release deep truth, and I say you are not ready.
台湾在过去的几年里面一直恳求我把那个深层的真理来告诉他们，我告诉他们说你们的心还没有准备好。
So. Smile and encourage me.
所以希望你们脸笑一笑，鼓励我。
Behind all human hand is God's hand.
在人手的背后，常常是神的手。
It was the hands of a human being that put Joseph into prison, but behind that hand is God's hand.
是人的手把约瑟关到监狱里面，可是，在那只手后面却是神的手。Jacob
and Joseph will give us the meaning of the way and the manner of this inheritance.
所以约瑟跟雅各将要告诉我们有关于这个救恩的一个形态，它里面的一个本质。When
salvation comes, the nature of that salvation is the life of Jesus in you, springing up inwardly, bringing forth all the inheritance in you.
所以当救恩来到你里面的时候，这个救恩耶稣的生命就要从你里面成为一个真的井，自然的涌出来。We
say Jacob is linked to inheritance.
我们讲说雅各是跟遗产连接在一起。I'll
prove to you. Let's turn to Psalm 78.
让我们翻开诗篇的78，verse 20 to 22.
Behold, he smote the rock, and the waters gush out, and the streams overflow. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this, and was wroth, so a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God, and trust not in his salvation.
我要借着啊诗篇七十八篇二十节到二十二节来向你解释啊我刚刚所讲的雅各跟遗产是结连在一起的。他曾击倒磐石，使水涌出成了江河，他还能赐食粮食嘛，还能为他的百姓预备肉嘛。所以耶和华听见有发怒，有烈火向雅各烧起，有怒气向以色列上腾，因为他们不信服上帝，不依赖他的救恩。
Now notice in verse 21, it talks about Jacob and it talks about Israel.
在二十一节，我们注意到他提到雅各，也提到以色列。
Verse 20 talks about waters from the rock.
二十节谈到磐石，谈到水。
Verse 22 talks about salvation.
二十二节谈到救恩。
Waters coming out from the rock or the well of salvation.
这边告诉我们，水是从磐石，从救恩的井涌出来。
And it flows into Jacob and it flows into Israel.
它流向雅各，也流到以色列。
And then look with me in verse 70 to verse 72.
让我们一起看70到72节。
He chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfold and from following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand.
第70节又拣选他的仆人大卫从羊圈中将他招来，叫他不再跟从那些带奶的母牛，为要牧养自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们，用手中的巧妙。
Notice verse 71, it talks about Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance.
七十节提到自己的百姓雅各，但是自己的产业以色列。
Jacob's second name or the redeemed name is called Israel.
雅各的第二个名字或者是蒙恩之后的名字叫以色列。
That's why Jacob is always connected to inheritance.
所以这就是为什么我们讲说雅各永远跟遗产产业结合在一起。
How do you enter into your inheritance?
你如何进入到你的产业呢？
Verse 71, verse 72, two times the word fed is mentioned.
第七十一节、第七十二节告诉我们啊 ，fed 啊，
喂养，
喂养。
When you allow God to feed you like a shepherd, you grow up and you enter into your inheritance.
就是当你容许神喂养你、牧养你的时候，你就能够长大。
God loves Jacob and he hates Esau.
神喜欢雅各，不喜欢以扫。
If that is so, I better change my name to Jacob. So that God loves me more.
所以有些人或许宁愿改名字叫雅各，因为能够被神更多的喜爱。
The reason why God loves Jacob because Jacob had a love for inheritance.
为什么神爱雅各呢？就是因为雅各爱那个产业。
Because Jacob had an eye and a hunger for the inheritance, though he had to cheat Esau to get it.
雅各就是有那个对产业的渴慕，哪怕是用欺骗的方法，他就是要欺骗以扫，以至于能够得到那个产业。
That's why Genesis chapter 27 verse 36 it talks about the inheritance of the birthright.
所以在创世纪二十七章三十六节，他就提到有关于这样的事情。
This inheritance has to do with the birthright.
The birthright.
Birthright.
Birthright. 就是要承接产业，是跟这个被生下来的这个
birthright.
Birthright.
What does birthright means? It means the firstborn child in the family has a double portion blessing from their father.
长子的名分吗？长子的名分就是当你是长子的时候，你能够承受两份的祝福产业。
You have a double share, more than your brothers, more than your sisters. That is inheritance.
所以当你有双倍的祝福、双倍的产业的时候，你就是承受了产业。
In other words, the well of salvation is simply this: Are you safe or are you an heir?
所以问题就是在于你单单的只是被神拯救，还是你已经成为继承接纳产业的人。
Oh, it's a deep question. Are you a saved person or are you an heir? That depends on whether you have an inheritance.
所以你是否单单的只是一个被拯救的人，还是你有承受产业这样的一个权柄？
That
完全是在于你。
Therefore, what we are saying is, wealth of salvation is linked to inheritance, and inheritance is linked to your birthright, and birthright is linked to heirship.
所以啊、
in other words,
所有的田园跟产业有连接在一起啊，产业跟你的长子的名分连接在一起，长子的名分就跟
heirship。You are an heir.
后世有关。
Most people live and die, never taste their inheritance.
很多人从生到死没有尝过领受产业是什么事。
I've seen many people shall die, and they really die, never have inheritance. Shall die, they pray in tongue, they worship, shall die, and they really die.
因为已经知道怎么解释了，就是敬拜的时候啊，唱歌唱下带，然后他真的死掉了。
You know why? Because they only live in that initial salvation as a saved person, but they have not become an heir.
就是说明他们只是单单的存在那个最基本领受救恩的阶层，而没有啊进一步。
Many Christians are children.They are not sons.
很多人是孩子，但是他们不是儿子。
Maybe next year I'll come and teach you about sonship.
或许明年我要教导你们是有关于儿子的名分。
Only a son has an inheritance.
只有作为儿子的才能够承受产业。
The question is, have you tasted the double portion of blessings?
问题在于你是否领受了双倍的祝福。
What is a double portion blessing?
什么是双倍的祝福?
Let me tell you what it is.
那我告诉你什么意思。
Jacob had the birthright, and he had an encounter at Jabbok River, and God said, "From today, you are not Jacob, you are Israel."
当雅各掌握到这个长子的名分，他跟天使摔跤啊，天使就跟他讲，从今天开始，你不再叫雅各。
From your womb, 12 sons will come, and from your womb, a nation will be born. You are the father of the nation of Israel.
就是从你的里面，从你的胎中，要成为万国的父。
You affect nations.
You affect nations.
You influence nations.
你要影响。
The fullness of destiny. When Jacob entered into his inheritance, he became the father of Israel. He became the patriarch of Israel.
当雅各承受了这个产业的时候，他要成为以色列众人的祖先，他要成为众人的
Most people in church la 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 la, and forever they la in the small little circle, and they say, "Wow, it's wonderful to be a Christian."
很多人在唱歌的时候，在那边唱啦啦啦啦啦啦，他们觉得成为基督徒真好啊。
You want to la, better la, your violin is much better.
如果要拉，最好是能够拉提琴，那会更好的。
Because when God raised you up, it's not just to attend church. God raised you up to touch nations.
所以神拯救你不是只有来叫你参加教会的活动，而是要叫你触摸到万国。
Most people don't have dreams. No, most people don't have vision. They just happy being a little Christian in a little church all the days of their life and buried in a coffin.
所有的人似乎是没有什么异梦，没有什么这样的意象，以至于他们真的是终日在那边教会里面参加聚会，最后就埋葬。
Oh, Pastor, no, I'm not like you. I am an introvert person. I'm very shy, you know.
或许会讲说我跟你不太一样，我是一个非常内向的人。
No, you are not shy. You just haven't tasted your inheritance. You are not an heir. That's why.
我 我就告诉你，你不是害羞，你不是内向，只是你还没有尝到那个产业领受到的滋味。
Do you want your inheritance?
你需要这样的产业吗？
Let's see how Jacob got his inheritance.
来，让我们来看雅各如何得到这个产业。
In, don't read, we have no time. Genesis chapter 27, verse 23, Jacob disguised himself as another person, imposing as Esau, a hairy man.
在双经我们都知道这样的故事，就是雅各啊，假扮了另外一个人啊，身上有一些毛啊，来为了要得着那个长子。
And so his father Isaac was dim in his eyes.He can't see properly, so he go by feeling. He looks at the hand, he touches the hand. Oh, very hairy. Are you Esau? Yes, I am Esau. Okay, I bless you now.
这个眼睛已经昏花的雅各好像也是单单停的感觉，他就摸摸那个人的手那个手好像很多的毛你是不是Esau啊？是啊，我是
Esau。 Wow, tonight you're better than me. Hallelujah. Wow, 真的变了。 Hallelujah. 更加It's full of liberty. That's what I
say.
Oh, he's going to be a powerful pastor in New York City. Hallelujah. Jacob cannot be Jacob to inherit. Jacob has to disguise as another person to take the inheritance.
雅各单凭着他的本质没有办法来领受这样的产业，雅各必须假扮另外一个人才能够领受。
The secret is,You have to become a different person to enter into your inheritance.
所以诀窍在于你必须成为另外一个人才能够领受产业。
The well springing up the waters is to turn you and change you into another person.
换句话说，救恩的泉必须把你改变，把你转向来承受产业。
When God changes you and you no longer remain as Jacob, you enter into your inheritance.
所以当救恩的井把你改变的时候，你就变成另外一个人，是能够承受产业的人。
Let's take a look at another scripture in Psalms 135.
让我们一起来看诗篇135篇。
And verse 4.
第四节。
For the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself.And Israel for his peculiar treasure.
第四节，耶和华拣选雅各归自己，拣选以色列特作自己的子民。
God have chosen Jacob, but He have made Israel His peculiar treasure.
神拣选了雅各，可是神却使以色列特别成为自己的子民。
This word.Peculiar comes from the Hebrew word kagola. It's a very interesting word.
这边特作在原文 peculiar 是一个非常有趣的字。
It doesn't mean weird or funny.
它并没有那个很奇怪或者是很有趣的意思。
Peculiar means special, means shut up, means exclusive.
这个字是非常特别的意思，是非常
It means the private possession that is carefully preserved as one's very own.
这个意思是一个人非常精心的、非常仔细的来挑选一个东西，把它保护好，以至于它能够成为特别的。
That means when you say something is peculiar, that means something belongs to that person.
如果一个物件是成为特别的物件，这个意思是单单的属于那个人。
God chose Jacob, but He make Israel His peculiar treasure.
神拣选雅各归自己，却拣选以色列特作自己的子民。
Most people are chosen, but God has yet to make you His peculiar treasure.
神拣选我们，可是神需要进一步的使我们做特别的一个使命。
I repeat, you may be chosen by God, you are now God's people, but you have yet to be chosen to be His peculiar treasure.
我们可以说你或许已经被神拣选了，成为他的人，可是他还没有拣选你特作自己的子民。
Peculiar treasure means You belong to somebody. In other words, you are God's inheritance.
你如果成为神特作自己的子民的拣选对象，表示你是神所拣选要承受产业的人。
Psalms 33 verse 12, Deuteronomy 9:29 say, "You are God's inheritance. Today, you belong to God."
在诗篇里面告诉我们，你是神的产业，你属乎神。
Ladies and gentlemen, you are chosen. But the question tonight is, does God has ownership over your life?
或许被神拣选，可是我们要问的问题，神是否在你身上有所有主权？
Most people look at God and say, "You are my God."
所有人面向神的都向神称说，你是我的神。
Because you are chosen.
因为你是被拣选。
But there are somebody that say, "God, you are my master, you are my Lord, you are my Adonai. I belong to you."
有些人在讲说你是我的神之外，还跟神讲说你是我生命的主，你是我的主，你是我敬拜的那一位。
When you touch the well of salvation, you have touched something that is so precious that now you become God's property.
所以当你触摸这口这个救恩的井，你突然之间就成为神的产业。
So a lot of people say, "Oh, I'm safe."
很多人说，哦，我蒙救了，蒙
救了。Yes, you have drank water of salvation.
是的，你曾经饮过救恩的水。
But you don't possess a well.
但是你没有拥有一口井。
Because you don't belong to God. You still want to be yourself.
因为你并不完全属乎神，因为你仍旧想做自己。
Now, why I want to be God's treasure? I'll tell you something beautiful, something wonderful.
你为什么成为神的财宝？我要告诉你一些很好、很美的事情。
Do you want to surrender your life to God?
你愿意降服自己的生命给神吗？
Let's see what happens to a man who surrendered to God.
让我们来看一个降服在神里面的人是怎么样的人。
Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 18 and verse 19.
申命记二十六章十八节十九节。
And the Lord has vouched thee this day to be His peculiar kegola, as He has promised thee that thou should keep all His commandments and to make thee high above all nations which He had made.In praise and in name and in honor, that thou mayest be his holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he has spoken. Deuteronomy
26:18-19. Yes. 美名尊荣超他所造的万民之上，并照他所应许的使你归耶和华上帝为圣洁的名。
I'm telling you, when you surrender your life to God, it is not a foolish mistake, it is something glorious.
所以当你降服自己的生命在神里面，你并不成为愚蠢的人，你是成为不一样的人。
Because God said, "I will make you high above all nations."
因为在圣经里告诉我们，神要使我们超乎他所造的万民之上。
God will give you international fame.
神要给你远播万国的美名。
You will be known in the nations of the world.
你会被世界上的各国的人知道你的美名。
If you own a company, your company will have a global name that will hit the market worldwide.
如果你有一个公司，你希望你的公司是全世界很有名，而且很赚钱。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You are high. You are not low.
所以当你降服神的时候，你是被高举，而不是被降低。
Amen.
Amen.
God wants to do that in your life.
神必须把这样的事情做在你的生命里面。
Now, we have explained Jacob. Now we come to the second part. Now we want to explain about Joseph.
我们已经说明了雅各的父母，我们现在来进行以色列的部分。
Now look with me in Psalms 105:19. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom.
Psalm 105, verse 19. Now
we know that it talks about Joseph, because verse 17, his name was mentioned there. So Joseph was put into the dungeon, and later the Pharaoh invited him out of the prison and made him a ruler and gave him to be the lord over his house, to bind the princes and to teach his senators wisdom. I told you early on, inheritance are tied up with the throne. So the wealth of salvation is connected to inheritance, and inheritance is connected to sonship, and sonship is connected to the throne. Joseph entered into his inheritance by entering into slavery, prisoner, and to sonship, true suffering. Amen. Are you ready for more?
你准备好能够领受更多吗?
Alright, because we still have some grounds to cover. We haven't finished John 4 yet.
我们还没有完成约翰第十章的解释，你准备好更多吗?
I believe we will have to end at 11 o'clock tonight.
我准备是至少11点才能够结束。
Alright, okay, now, here, he said, until the time came that Joseph was released, what time?
等到那个时候约瑟被释放，那个时候是什么时候？
Well, it happens one day, Joseph was in the prison and he interpreted the dream of the butler and another person.
约瑟被释放是在他仍旧在监狱的时候，他替承载以及这个厨师解梦。
And so he told both of them, he said, if any one of you are released out of the prison, please don't forget me.
他跟这两个自己为他们解梦的两个人讲说，哪一天你的梦成就，请你们两个当中都不要忘记。And
Genesis chapter 40 verse 23, the butler who was released out of prison forgot him for the next 2 years.
在创世纪43:23节告诉我们，是那个久正被释放，经过了两年，2 years.
Don't be afraid that people forget you.
所以告诉我们，如果你失恩的人忘记你，没有关系的。
哎呦， my boyfriend forget about me, never call me.
对，我的男朋友忘记我，都没有打电话给我。
Ah, that's good. Broadway Oscar for you. Oh.
I don't care for that.
Life in the depths is simply God will make sure people forget you.
所以当你要进入生命的深度里面，你要确定一个事情，一件事情会发生，就是人忘记你。
God will put you into the dungeon of forgetfulness.
所以神会把你安置在被人忘记的监牢里面。
When I was in my sabbatical, I thought, God, you have forgotten me.
所以我如果在安息年的时候，或许我会感觉神啊，你好像忘记了我。
Men forget, but God never.
神啊，人或许会忘记你，可是神永远不会忘记。
Because until the fullness of the time of your inheritance, you will be released.
因为直到那个啊，拯救你的时刻到来，你要被神完全释放。
What is inheritance? Inheritance is the ability to dispense the blessings of God unto your own people.
Sorry.
Inheritance is the ability to dispense the blessings of God unto His own people.
The first word is inheritance.
I'm telling you, it takes great courage for him to interpret tonight. And he's a very courageous man. If you say, wow, you laugh, why don't you come up here and try? Amen. Praise God. And he has a better mind than me. Because he had to hear me, and he had to translate in his mind, and then spoke out of his lips. He do a double job. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, inheritance have to do with the throne. You know what is a throne life? A lot of people thought that a throne life simply means someone that sits on the throne.
想象好像就是一个人坐在宝座上而已。
Because we don't think based on God's level, we think based on our level.
因为我们想事情是不是按照神的层次来想，而是按照人的层次来想。
What is throne life? Joseph entered into the throne life. He becomes a ruler. He becomes the prime minister of the greatest nation on the earth, Egypt itself.
约瑟进入到一个
So what is throneship? Let me take you to John chapter
17.
John chapter
17.
Don't worry, at the end of the session, you will be excited.
不要担心在讲完这篇之后你会很兴奋的。
John chapter 17,
17章约翰福音,
verse 5,
第五节,
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world began or was.
第五节, 和所我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。Now
he says that, Father, now glorify your Son. Now let me go back into my glory where I have been with you before the world began.
所以在这边是讲说，耶稣祷告说，神啊，父神啊，求你荣耀你的儿子，也让你的儿子回到他先前。
It was the glory when he was God before he became man. What glory?
是什么荣耀?
Verse 22. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one.
22节，你赐给我的荣耀，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合为一，像我们合而为一。
Verse 5 talks about the throne. He sat on the throne as the God of the entire universe. In verse 5.
第五节告诉我们说，他是在世界未有之前就已经享有这样的荣耀。
And then in verse 22, he said, "This glory is that." You will be one as we are one.
这边二十二节所提到的荣耀是使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一样。
In other words, we are talking about the oneness. The Father is with the Son, and the Son is with the Father. That oneness.
我们在这边谈到的合一性是父与子、子与父合而为一在一起的这样的荣耀。
The true life is a life of communion.
所以啊，宝座的生命就是与神。
When you are in communion, you are in Christ, and Christ is in you.
所以当你领受圣餐，当你与神交流的时候，你与神是合为一。神在你里面，你在神里面。
A life of communion is a life of abiding in Christ.
所以有啊一个相交的生命，乃是啊你与神结连相交在一起。
Now I have to take you to God's level.I'll take you to God's level.
现在我啊，把我们带到神的一个层次。
Now, can you tell me the glory which now Christ is with the Father? That is the throne. Can I ask you a question? Is God's throne unshakable, steadfast, endure forever, or it can be toppled?
我们现在回到耶稣基督所坐的宝座。我们来思想，我们来问说，耶稣基督所做的这个宝座啊，是会啊是不能震动的，是存到永远的，还是会被啊震动
？And after I explain all this, remember, every session you must buy the tape and hear it for 30 days, and you will understand deeper than ever you have understand today. So you must buy the tape.
所以你要记得，听完这个啊任何一篇信息之后，你要买，但是。回家再继续的反复听三十天，你才能够真正的掌握到那个深层的意思。
If God's throne is unshakable, and we say this is the throne life, and we say this throne life is a life of communion.
如果神的宝座，宝座的生命是没有办法无法震动的，啊
，right? It's a life of communion.
这是。有相交的生命。
Because we mentioned John chapter 17 verse 5 and verse 22, right?
因为我们提到约翰福音十七章五节跟二十二节。
Now, catch it. If you have a well tonight, if you say, I'm a very spiritual person, I don't need to hear all this stuff tonight. I have arrived, I've graduated, then I will ask you this question.
你如果觉得说我已经很属灵，我听了很多，我不需要今天所讲的这个内容啊，我会问你一个问题。
That means you possess the well, right?
那就是表示你已经啊触摸到这个井，对吗
？Now, if you have the well, that means you are linked to Jacob, you are linked to inheritance, right?
啊，你如果有这个井，就表明你跟雅各结连在一起，你跟啊产业结连在一起。
And if you are linked to the inheritance, means you are linked to ashes or sonship, you are linked to the throne line, right?
所以你如果跟这个产业有关系，就表示你跟儿子的名分有关系，就表示你是继承人啊，不是吗
？Sorry to go so long.
很抱歉要啊经历这么长的。
Because this tape will go all over the world.
因为这个袋子要啊旅行全世界。
If you have now entered into throne life, prove to me you are living a life of communion.
如果你现在是有啊这口井。你证明给我看。
You are living a life of communion now. We are in God, and God is in us. We are one with God.
你要证明给我看，就是神在你里面，你也在神的里面，你跟神有相交的生命。
And if the throne is the communion, and the throne is unshakable, tell me, do you have an unshakable step?Past unmovable communion in oneness with God.
所以，如果我们承认神的宝座是不能震动的啊，当我们讲说我们与神有相交的生命，我们是不是在阐述、在说明我们里面有一个不能震动、与神常常有相交的生命
？Now we say that the Samaritan woman, he lived a sinful lifestyle.
我们说撒玛利亚人是生活在啊一个罪恶里面。
And Jesus said, "Where are your all your five husband?"
耶稣问他说啊，你有的过去有的五个丈夫在哪
？Oh, he said, "Oh, I don't have a husband." Yes, the sixth one you're living with is not your husband.
啊， 这位妇人讲说，我没有丈夫。耶稣马上跟他回答说，是的，你没有丈夫，现在跟你在一起也不是你的丈夫。
是的，第六个是不是我丈夫？And you know what happened? He said, "You are the Messiah." And he now take Jesus as the seventh man of his life, the perfect man.
所以当这个妇人讲说你是弥赛亚的时候，事实上这个妇人已经认出他的身份，而且把他承认成他生命里面第七个。
She becomes the bride, and Jesus is the bridegroom.
所以在那个刹那，他已经在基督的面前，他成为心腹，而且基督是他的丈夫。
And now I'm going to give you another equation. Throne life equals to communion life, right?
现在我要再给你一个平等式，就是宝座的生命是有相交的生命，不是吗？
And then now, communion life is equal to this. All union always ends up in communion.
所以相交的生命就是全所有都跟神相交，而且常常跟神相交，始终跟神相交。
John 17 verse 22 we just read, but look at verse 23. I in them, and thou in me, that they be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved me as thou hast loved me.
23节开始，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Throne life will bring you to communion, and communion always brings you into union.
所以宝座的生命要把你带到有相交的生命，相交的生命要把你带到合一的生命。
Say, Pastor, what are you saying tonight?
问说牧师啊，你今天晚上到底在讲什么？
Do you know what is salvation?
你不是开始在讲救恩的事情吗？
Salvation means you're not living a life that is safe. You are living a prone life.
所以宝座的生命不是在谈你蒙拯救，乃是在谈在宝座里面。
There is a king on the throne who owns everything in your life.
在宝座上的王拥有你生命里面一切的所有。
A well of salvation means that you have entered into an inheritance that brings you into communion.
所以救恩的井表示你进入到一个领受产业的状态，表示你自己进入到宝座的生命。
All the friends that you met with, are they living a communion life?
你所认识的朋友，他们是否都与神有一个相交的生命？
If you live a communion life, you know what I say? Hey,Why you are so holy? Be down to earth. Don't be so heavenly minded of no earthly use.
如果你周围的朋友是真正与神有相交生命的，他们就不会跟你讲说，嘿，不要这么属灵嘛，哎，真实一点，常常想一些地上的事情。
But they have no well.
因为他们没有。
If you have well today, my friends, all of you tonight,are living a life of communion.
所以你如果真实在里面有那口井，你会与神有一个相交的生命。
Can you ask yourself honestly, are you living a life of communion tonight?
所以你今天要诚实问你自己一个问题：你是否生活在与神相交生命里面？
To be very honest, you may not.
所以你如果很诚实的问，你很可能发现你并不是这样子。
You don't have a well.
因为你的里面没有这口井。
And if you have communion, I say it will lead you to union life.
我们刚刚讲说，如果你有这个生命的时候，你有这口井的时候，你会与神完全合一。
You know what is a union life?
你知道什么是合一的生命吗？
When a husband and a wife are one, that is a union life.
合一的生命就是先生与与妻子合为一的生命。
In other words,
换句话说，
Are you a friend of God?
Are you? 是否惧怕神？
Are you a friend of God?
你是否是神的朋友？
You talk with God. You talk with God. You have communion. Are you a friend?
你要常常跟神交流，常常跟神谈话。你是否是神的朋友？
Secondly, Union life, are you a lover of God?
但问你自己是你是我是神的爱人。
You are one with Him in union.
你是在合一里面完全跟他结合在一起。
Is that the proof that the church don't have a well?
这是否就是教会没有拥有这样的井的一个证明？
The church Christians don't have a well. In other words, they are still in a very low level of salvation experience today.
如果一个教会一个基督徒没有这样子一口井的时候，那就要说他们是仍旧在一个初阶一个肤浅的阶段，是一个只是初得到救恩的阶段。
Now you understand why it is important that we need to have a spiritual life.
如今你就能够了解为什么我需要有属灵的生命。
Because if you have a spiritual life, you will build up that well by becoming a friend and a lover of God.
当你有属灵生命的时候，你就会逐渐的发展，让自己成为神的朋友，神的爱人。
And when you become a lover of God, there is a well in you.
当你成为神的爱人的时候，在你里面就会有。
And if there's a well in you, you will never thirst again.
所以当你里面有井的时候，你就不再渴了。
You will never be barren again.
你就不再是不能生育了。
You will never become a desert and a barren place again.
你就不再成为啊沙漠荒芜之地了。
Because the well of waters always well up, bubbling up to water your wilderness, to change it into a garden.
因为那口井将要使原本沙漠原本干旱荒芜之地因着拥有不断涌出来的水而成为一个漂亮的花园。
You say, oh, I understand what is communion.
Oh, 我知道什么是啊相交。
You know what is the deepest meaning of communion?
但是我要问的是说什么是相交更很深层的意义。
You remember you take the Holy Communion every Sunday?
你记得你每个礼拜领受圣餐吗？
That's the communion.
那就是相交的圣。
But what did God say about this communion?
但是神如何来说明？
John 6:56 say, If whoever eat my flesh and drinks my blood,
约翰福音第六章五十六节告诉我们说，凡吃我肉喝我血的人。
In other words, communion means partaking of His flesh and His blood.
换句话说，相交的生命是吃他的肉，喝他的血。
In other words, you are a partaker of the divine.Nature of God.
换句话说，你是神神圣本质的领受享用者。
Are you eating His life?
你是否在领受吃用他的生命呢？
Amen.
Amen.
Now this is Joseph. Now we are going to get even deeper. Now, are you ready?
现在是约瑟，我们现在要更进入深的。
I told you we will reach 11 o'clock.
我告诉你，我们会几点
？All right, let's turn now to Genesis chapter 49.
我们来翻到创世纪第49章。
Genesis chapter 49.
49章创世纪。
Verse 22.
22节。
Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches.Runneth over the wall.
22节，约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是泉旁多结果的枝子，它的枝条探出墙外。
How you notice Joseph is connected to the well?
你知道约瑟如何跟这个井结连在一起？
Now, I will read to you from another version called the Moffat translation. It says, A tree of fruit is Joseph, a fruit tree by a well, the branches covering the wall. It's the same, alright? Now, if you look carefully, verse 22, Joseph is a fruitful tree. In the margin, if you have a good Bible, in the margin, it is called a fruitful bent tree.Tree, B-E-M, Benjamin, a fruitful bent tree.
如果我们仔细来看啊，了解二十二节，开头是讲约瑟是多结果子的树枝，可是如果从原文来研究，有边旁边的注解，我们能够看见他讲的是约瑟是多结果子的 man 的这棵树。
Because in the English version, if a fruitful tree, the entire phrase is actually one word. It's called ben, B-E-N.
事实上，多结果子本身就可以翻译成 ben.
And ben in the Hebrew means a son, a child, a boy, a descendant, a favorite one.
Ben 在希伯来文意思就是儿子的意思。
Now, this word Ben occurred 5,000 times in the Old Testament.
Ben 这个字在旧约出现了5000次。
Now, it involves an intimate relationship between a father and a son.
这个字说明了父亲跟儿子亲密的关系。
Psalm 103 verse 13 says so. So in other words,Joseph is a favorite son because Joseph is loved by his father Jacob.
诗篇103篇告诉我们这样的一个关系啊 ，Ben 是表明这个孩子是跟父亲有亲密，是特别啊被喜爱的一个孩子。
Do you know that if you love God, and then God loves you, you become His favorite child, and when you become His favorite child.You are like Joseph, a fruitful tree. God will make you fruitful.
所以当你跟神有很亲密的关系、啊、当神特别喜爱你，你很喜爱神的时候，神要让你成为一个多结果子的树。
And he said, Joseph is a Ben. Joseph is a favorite son. Inheritance is always linked to sonship.
所以产业永远跟、啊、儿子的名分有关系、啊、多结果子。
Now, this word Ben is related to another Hebrew word, Bana.
Ben 这个字跟希伯来文的 Bana 又连接在一起。
And Bana means to build, a builder, you build something.
就是一个建造者，你建造一些东西。
In other words, would you allow God to build you to become His true son?
换句话说，这个问题在问你，你是否愿意让神在你的生命里面做建造，建造神属他的儿子。
In other words, are you willing to give up your childish way and allow God to mature you and build you up into true sonship?
换句话说，你是否愿意放弃你自己很孩子气的个性，让神在你身上建造，成为一个神所喜爱的结果子？
I want to be the true Ben. I want to be the fruitful tree. How, Pastor?
你如果说我愿意成为多结果子的这棵树、啊、你会问说怎么如成为这样的树
Now, this is what I want you to do.
这就是我要你所做的
Alright, now, you put it like this. What is this? This is a shape of like a tree.
这就是一个、啊、树的形状
Now, if you want to be this fruitful treeThat you are now saying you want to be.
你如果真的是像你现在所说明的，你要成为这样的一棵树。
You know how to be fruitful?
你知道如何成为多结果子吗？
Instead of crossing your hands intertwined above you, now this is what you do. This is not to be pregnant, two hands in front of you. No, no. This is called by a well.
By a well.
The Bible says Joseph is a fruitful tree beside a well.
所以当你手这样放的时候、啊、你 表示不是你自己怀孕了，而是你自己在井边，因为这边讲说约瑟是在井边的那一棵树。
Until you have communion life, until you abide in Jesus, until you love Jesus, until you become a friend of God, until you have a well, then you become a tree.
所以直到你成为、啊、神。你知道你有相跟神相交的生命，知道你有那个井、啊、你会成为、啊、一个有多结果子。
So now do you know why we need to talk about wells?
所以你现在开始知道为什么要谈到井。
We talk about wells because we want to become a tree.
我们为什么谈井，就是因为你要成为一棵树。
Do it again. I want to become a well so that I can become a free.
Hey, I learned.
Put it again. I want to become a well so that I can become a fruitful tree. Remember this. That is why you are here. You want to become a fruitful tree for Jesus. Amen. Now with this one last scripture and we are over. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33 and get ready for action. Alright? Right? Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33 and reading in verse 16.
我们翻到生命记33章16节。
And for the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelleth in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of his head, and that was separated from his brethren.
得地和其中所充满的宝物，并住在荆棘中上主的喜悦，愿这些福都归于约瑟头上。
This fruitfulness is a blessing, and the Bible says this blessing is upon the head of Joseph. Simply means this, the wells of salvation must touch your head.
换句话说，救恩的井要触摸到你的头脑。
The wealth of salvation must bring about the renewal of your mind.
所以救恩的事情要更新你自己的心智头脑。So
you can put it this way. I want to become that well so that I can become a tree touching my mind. Follow the pastor. Follow. The troublemaker is always your head. Amen?
Amen.
So the wealth of salvation must finally touch where? Must touch your head.
所以救恩的井最后要触摸的是什么？就是触摸你的头。
And when it touch your head,
当他触摸你的头,
let me tell you what happens.
我告诉你会发生什么事。
Look at verse 28.
我们来看28节。
Israel then shall dwell in safety alone, the fountain or the well of Jacob. Well of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel.
28节到29节的前半，以色列安然居住雅各的本源。 独居五谷新酒之地，他的天也滴甘露。以色列啊，你是有福的。
I'm telling you, when you found that well of Jacob, the Bible say you become a land of corn and wine, and the heavens shall drop dew upon your life.
所以，当你成为一个多结果子的树，当你真的是接触到雅各的本源，你会。
I'm telling you, this is what we call freshness in fertility and fruitfulness.
我要告诉你，这是多产，这是一个新鲜的一个感觉。
Do you know what it means? I don't tell you what it means.
你知道这是什么意思吗？
It means this. Now, when your well touch your head, and when the blessings of Joseph touch your head, you know what happened? Heaven wants to do something for you.
你知道吗？当以色列的祝福触摸到你的头的时候，会发生什么事？
You know what happened? When the blessing touch your head, the heavens will water your land.
所以当以色列的祝福触摸到你的头的时候，天
So now, do this. The well becomes a tree so that it touches my head so that heaven can water my head now. keep touching your head. Water, rain is coming down. Yes, yes, massage your head now. That's right, massage your head. Heaven is doing something for you that you cannot do for yourself. God is giving you a dew. He's watering your head. Your head will remain fresh. No dullness of brain. You will understand the things of God.
所以当一直这样不断触摸的时候，神的甘露，神的恩典会一直触摸你的头脑，会更新你，你会完全的不一样。And
now, when heaven start watering your head, God will do something. Your head will grow corn and wine. Do this. Final thing. Do the last action. Do it with them. Let's do it. Hallelujah. Pastor, lead them.
I can understand the last word.
Okay, brother, come. Raymond, help them. Raymond, you can. Hallelujah, Raymond. You are the leader. Show them. First thing, what is it? A well. Show them a well, then a tree. A well, then a tree. Then touching your head. And then the dew of heaven come and water your life. And then finally what happened? Pull your hair up and start to grow corn and wine. Woo! Mind will not be a 痴呆 the 头脑. Your mind will be full of life, growing corn and wine.
所以你的头脑会变得痴呆，会长五谷跟新酒.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in verse 29. Happy. The word happy is Esha. Esha is in the plural form. It means joy. It means happiness. Do this. When the rain comes and touch my head, start growing corn, and now my face smiles. Do it again. Do it for them. Come, come and do it. Show them. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, show them what the wells of salvation will do for your life. Become a well, then a tree, then... You have a smile, happy at thou, O Israel.
Oh.
God says in Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, you will rejoice with joy. You draw waters out of the wells of salvation. The joy of the Lord is now your possession.
所以以赛亚书十二章告诉我们，你会欢然取水，因为当这波井在你里面的时候，你要这样子来在神面前欢喜快乐。
I'm telling you, heaven wants to do something for you. God wants to do something for you. God wants to make you, your head, the land of Canaan, growing with corn and wine.
你知道神会为你做什么吗？就是神会让你的头脑真的是成为一块好谷，是长五谷新酒的。
Now you ready?
你准备好了吗？
Now we come to the last part. It's exciting.
这有一个部分就是让你惊喜的。
Where was Jacob's inheritance? Where was Jacob's inheritance?
雅各的产业是什么时候?
John 4 verse 5 says it was in a place called Sychar.
约翰福音第十章第五节告诉我们，那个地方叫叙加。
Now Sychar means something beautiful. And we are going to demonstrate shortly with music. We're going to demonstrate very shortly. Are you ready?
叙加的意思就是一个非常漂亮的地方.
Not only your land grow with corn and wine, and not only your face smile, something is going to happen. I'm going to show you an action. Are you ready?
所以不仅你的头会成为长五谷新酒的地方，你的脸会有笑容，而且我接下来要告诉你是什么事情.
All right. Now this is what it is. It is going to change you. To walk in the footsteps of Jacob and Joseph,
就是要让你自己的步履踩在约瑟雅各的步履。
The wells of salvation bringing forth unto everlasting life. That's what Jesus said.
雅各的井要把你带到永生，这是耶稣说的。
Now notice this word life is not an ordinary word. This life in the Greek is the word zoe, God's kind of a life.
这个走A就是有神性情的生命。
Do you have the quality of life, a heavenly life that lasts in your soul?
你是否有一个生命是有神的本质，而且能够存到永远？
Do you have the life of God now growing in you to become a well?
你是否里面有那样的生命？ 能够长成一口井。
Zoe in the Greek means a quickening by the Spirit.
所谓啊，中文是永生或生命啊，它有一个新鲜
不。It means boiling fervent. It talks about flames of fire.
它是谈到啊，一股火焰燃烧起来。
When well is formed in you, the fire, the Zoe of God, starts to burn in you.
所以当井啊来到你的生命里面，在你里面的时候，那个火焰也会同时燃烧。
What is the evidence of this well? The evidence of this well, Zoe is in you.
所以你有救恩的井，有什么证据？就是那个Zoe会在你的里面。
And Zoe will produce two lives in you.
这个手 A 会在你里面产生两种生命。
The first life is called Jacob.
一种生命叫雅各。
Jacob's name is turned into Israel, and Israel means prince with God.
雅各的名字会变成以色列，以色列原来意思就是啊神的王子。
Second life is called Joseph, and Joseph from a prisoner becomes a prime minister, becomes a ruler.
所以第二个名字是第二个生命是约瑟的生命，他从啊监狱的囚犯变成是啊宰相。
Praise God, it's 11 o'clock. Now that means this, when the life comes into you, it produces what? Israel and Joseph means what? Israel means prince, means it produces princeliness in you.
所以当救恩的井在里面生成的时候，你会啊变成是约瑟的生啊雅各的生命。雅各是什么？就是。啊、以色列生命、啊、就是有王子的特质在里面，
王子的身份 princeliness is in you，
所以王子的身份在你里面。
Don't live like a beggar, live like a prince，
所以要活得像乞丐一样，要活得像王子一样。
When the life of God starts entering into you and possessing you, there is a prince that is formed in you. You become prince and you become princess。
所以当神的生命在你里面来掌握你的时候，你要成为王子，你要成为公主。
Secondly, Joseph become a ruler. It talks about nobility. You will become noble in God's sight.
所以当你啊里面有约瑟的生命的时候，你将要啊使你的生命成为一个非常尊贵的生命。
Ladies and gentlemen, simplicity is princeliness. Nobility means excellency of character.
所以当你有王子的身份、啊、当你有尊贵的身份的时候、啊、你就是活在、啊、一种、啊、德性的一个、啊、高超的里面。
No excellence of character， 美德，品德，
美德非常有高超美德的人，
你变成一个优秀的人，
优秀的人。
In other words, what happens when you start having a well, you have good character. That's the reason why many of you don't have salvation, because you have a stinking character.
所以有救恩的井在你里面的人，你一定是有美好德性的人、啊、如果 你的德性是、啊、让你自己都很讨厌，那表示你里面没有这口井。
Because the proof is, are you willing to submit to the leadership of a pastor that proves whether you have a good character or not a good character?
所以你是否愿意顺服你的长者、牧者，这就是一个、啊、你是否有这样的一个井水的一个。
Salvation is not for you to Hallelujah, la la la, Hallelujah.坐下来要学，不是学啦啦啦，要学怎么样做人。
所以救恩的井在你里面，不是学啦啦啦，不是学啦啦啦，而是学怎么做人。
That's why salvation means excellent character.
所以救恩是代表有美好品格。
This message is never preached in any church.
这个信息是从来没有在任何一个教会传讲过。
Because we thought salvation means getting a ticket and a visa to heaven.
我们通常讲救恩就是得到一张进天国的啊门票。
Now you're ready.
你是我准备好了。
Now the music can begin. We are ready for something now. I'm going to teach you how to get into that living experience called the well of salvation. Are you ready?
我现在教你就是如何经历那个真实在救恩。
I want to quote you this scripture first. 1 Corinthians 12:13 say, neither Jew nor Gentile, born nor free, we are all made to drink into one spirit.
Say that again.
That means we have now become one body, now we drink into the spirit of God.
我们同饮一个圣灵，不管你是化外人，你是犹太人。
Okay, now you ready? Now I'm going to give you the key.How to enter into the well of living water. Are you ready? Now we have some music for this, all right? Are you ready? Raymond, are you ready?
Yes.
Come, Raymond. Come. Okay. So, get ready to demonstrate. How did you enter into the experience is this. Jacob bought a piece of land and the place is called Sychar. And Sychar in the Hebrew simply means drunkenness. God doesn't want you to be drunk with money. God wants you to be drunk with Christ.
神要你醉酒不是因钱而醉。
Solomon 5:1 When you become a well, God wants to come into your garden to drink you and to eat you. Are you ready to drink?
要饮圣灵，要饮。
I want you to come and say, river of life, I want to drink from you. And when I drink, I want to drink until I am drunk. When I'm drunk, I am in Sychar. When I'm in Sychar, the well of salvation is there for me. It is simply drinking from the Holy Spirit. The well is of water is for you to drink. Come and drink from Jesus. Drink from this well. Drink and keep drinking until you are drunk with the wine of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lassaya Lavasayo. Let us drink from the well of salvation. The woman like her sailing this way. Lalabashiro Bosoro Bosoro Boso. Holy Spirit, may you come. May you come and fill lies with the presence of God.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, la 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 la
Let us all drink from the well. Siribaba Sabaraba Sunday. Where's Elin? Iribaba Siribian. Catch up. Let us all drink from the well. Yes, there's the well. Ooh, come. Come. Just drink from the well. Up. Brother, come. Come, brother, come. No, you don't change. Come, quick. Come. Ooh. There's come the well. There goes the well. Come, let's go to the well. There is a well, there is a well, there is a well, there is a well. There is a well, 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 so come. There is a well, there is a well, there is a well, there is a well, oh, there he goes, there is a well, 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 there is a well,